For weeks now, ever since the midterm elections, we've been talking about the things Congress needs to do before they break for the holiday. The list, don't ask, don't tell, the START nuclear treaty, handling unemployment benefits, the DREAM Act. There's even more than that. Those are just the big ones. The problem is Democrats want to get all of this done. The Republicans say, you can't make us. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway DC correspondent, is that about the size of the conversation going on?
Well, it's even a little bit bigger than that, Celeste. You hit it on the head. Let me take you around the Capitol. We've been doing this a few days the last couple of weeks because the agenda list keeps growing and you got to kind of pinwheel it to get a handle of everything that they're doing across the dome. Today, the House voting on that standalone don't ask, don't tell repeal that we've been talking about. They tried to pass it as part of the big defense bill. That kind of collapsed under its own weight. So now just a standalone straight repeal on the House today. That'll pass. Meanwhile, the House is waiting for the Senate to finish work on the tax deal that could have finished up last night. It didn't. Last votes today, votes on a whole bunch of amendments, largely symbolic. That will pass in the Senate today and then head to the House. The House could put the tax deal on the floor tonight. That one is greased to pass, and there's a lot of protests among those angry Democrats and some of the angry conservatives in the House, but the leadership is basically telling them, you guys can have some votes on changing that big estate tax deal that you hate because you say it's a giveaway to the rich. We'll give you votes, but we're not going to help you whip anything, meaning we're not going to help you pass anything. You're on your own. The leadership position is pass this thing. No deals, no changes. The president has won, and so has Mitch McConnell, apparently there. So when the tax deal finishes, then the Senate moves right to that nuclear START treaty that you mentioned, a reduction of nuclear arms in the U.S. and Russia to about 1,600 warheads apiece. That's the bottom line of the START treaty. Now, Harry Reid and the White House really, really want this to pass. Reid needs 60 votes. He says he has it. John Kyle, Republican of Arizona, the Republican whip, says, I'm not so sure. Listen to what Kyle said about Reid's prediction that he has the votes.
I will resist the temptation to go over the record of things that where the majority leader perhaps predicted something prematurely. Let's just put it that way.
Harry Reid, don't talk too soon. I'm not sure you have the votes. Kyle does not want that thing to pass before New Year's. And then concurrently with the nuclear START treaty, we have to worry about the federal government, Celeste. The current
funding the federal government.
The current bill that funds the federal government runs out on Saturday. The lights go out on Saturday, so Congress needs to somehow fund the government. The idea was just to pass a stopgap measure, continue funding the government at current levels. And then yesterday, Democrats sprung a new idea. We're going to put a gigantic spending bill. It's called an omnibus on the floor. It's worth $1.1 trillion. It's filled with earmarks, about 6,400 earmarks worth $8 billion. But you might be surprised that a lot of Republicans say they're going to vote for it, especially the old guard. They don't want to pass these little stopgap spending
measures. The same Republicans that vowed not to
use
earmarks in their legislation.
Right. And this bill was written before that pledge was made. Mitch McConnell has tons of earmarks in this bill, but is fighting hard against its passage. He doesn't want it to pass at all because he knows it's how bad it's going to make them look. So Harry Reid's putting pressure on Republicans. Mitch McConnell's furious, doesn't want his members to vote for this bill, but they might do it anyway. The bottom line of all this, Celeste, there's a lot of work to do. You mentioned DREAM Act, all these other odds and ends that are going to come after these big ticket items. Harry Reid is threatening. He says, look, I know when Christmas is. You guys might be here till New Year's. We're going to finish this work.
But you, Todd, do you have any predictions you think they're going to finish? Because it seems like the Republican Party wants to hold off on doing any of this stuff until they're in control.
Well, there are some things the Republican Party can make them finish. Harry Reid does hold the keys to the schedule. He is threatening to keep them there between Christmas and New Year's. They're going to finish some of the big things. START will get finished. Don't ask, don't tell. I'm not sure. But it is a top priority. And the government funding, that has to happen. So there's no choice unless you want a government shutdown.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway DC correspondent. And here is Harry Reid making a veiled threat, it sounds like. We'll leave you with the voice of the Senate Majority Leader.
Christmas is a week from Saturday. I understand that, but I hope the Republicans understand it also, because we are going to complete our work no matter how long it takes in this Congress.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.